All right, welcome back to another episode of the Sweeper Podcast. Here with you is Boss and Arvind once more.
All right, guys, so this is another episode where we'll talk about Barcelona. And I would like to hear my friend Arvind here talk or, you know, vent out his frustrations on Barca's latest defeat. So, yeah, Arvind, go on. It's all yours.
I don't even want the floor, boss. Like, okay, I gotta say something. I'm not frustrated because I was expecting something like this to happen. We started the season off like with 2 wins, which was well and good. But do you know something? Only if we win the El Clasico next game, do we even have a chance in this La Liga? Because that's the only way we'll get into the same points as Real Madrid. We thought Real Madrid was having a bad season. Now look at Barca. I mean, a team like Getafe isn't supposed to beat Barca. I would put this game... See, we can talk all about how Barca are still creating chances and all that, but I've been hearing that, playing beautiful football, that this for the past 2 or 3 years. At some point, we'll have to start winning. We'll have to start scoring goals. We have to start scoring goals away from home. And that's what I want from this team, man. And... I'm not frustrated because I don't know if we are going to fix it so fast. But there are some things which I can point out to. Like Griezmann should have converted that chance. Messi should be creating more chances. And at least before there was a time when he used to create and convert his own chances. No player in the world used to do it the way he did it. And I won't expect it of a 32-year-old like Messi right now. But he should either convert great chances, which he can fashion for himself. There are so many times in the game where I see that Messi can dribble. He's showing that he can dribble so well. Then why doesn't he do that more often and score? He's not shooting enough. He shot once and it hit the post. He should shoot more often or he should get himself into positions. Because if I've told this at the start of the in our first ever episode that Barcelona's biggest problem is we are expecting Messi to create all the time. The midfield should start creating. And we got the quality in midfield to start. For one, Barca actually started resting its players because we got 2 important fixtures coming up now, Juve and Real Madrid. So we rested Fati and put Dembele in. We rested Coutinho and put Pedri in. By the way, Pedri was a gem in the game. Dembele, he looked awful from the start, but that's the thing. I think it's been almost a year since he last played a proper full game. So he was just trying to get back to it. And at some points, he did show that he can do it. I think that depending on what happens against the game in Juve, it will be decided whether he should start or not. I would also go on to put... So Griezmann is a big disappointment. But I can't put it on him because that's not his position. He's not supposed to strike. He doesn't look like he can help Barca out in any way right now. Coutinho, we could still have expected it back then that he could help her out because he had some good times. Griezmann, I don't think he's a player for Barca. We should figure out what to do with him. I don't see any way we can incorporate Griezmann. Lionel Messi, he needs to... As I said, there are so many negatives, but a couple of positives which I can take from the game. And very importantly is... Pedri is one for the future. Barca has the youngest squad in La Liga right now. The average age is 25.2 or something.
Wow.
Which is huge. Because if a 25.2-year-olds can create so many... Serginho Dest, he made me cry, man. I'm telling you. That guy at left back is so good that I just can't wait for him to be right back. At halftime, you could hear everyone talking about him. Because we saw something which... It honestly made... If he can do so well in left back, imagine when he goes to his correct position in right back. Sergi Roberto couldn't influence the game in any way. And I would say put Firpo in left back till Alba comes back and put Serginho Dest in right back. Because imagine Messi and Dest from the right flank. It's going to be great. And I for one will say Fati, Dest, Pedri, Trincao, Ricky Puig, Araujo. Oh God, we have a very, very good crop of players. What we do with it, I have no clue. But my frustration is simple. I don't think we can do it this season. It's not even a frustration. It's expected from me. But next season, we'll see. I told this at the very start of the season. I don't know if it's going to be this season. Next season onwards, let's see. What do you think about Barca's problems? And what do you think about, especially these young players, Pedri, Trincao, Fati, Araujo, and Dest. Yes.
I mean, you see, I haven't seen much of Pedri, but I've seen clips of Trincao. Can't lie, and I've been really impressed. Like that guy, his left foot, oof, magical. And Sergino Dest, I've seen him play against Chelsea last season in the Champions League, and he was actually causing a lot of trouble for Chelsea on that flank. So I knew that he was a great talent. And when Barca snapped him up for like 20 mil, 18 mil, I knew he was a bargain buy for... Yeah, he's going to improve Barca and be an important player for Barca in probably the next decade. Along with this crop of players, this bunch of players of, you know, Pedri and Trincao, Fati. Yeah, it's a new generation for Barcelona with these crops of players. But again, you ask me what I think of the problems of Barca's, yeah? I mean, Barca is still a team too reliant on Messi to do everything, as you have also talked about this before. And they cannot do that. And another problem is Griezmann looked like a completely different player altogether. He's in the player he was 2 years back. Now he's just, I don't know, he doesn't give Barca the end product anymore. You know, Barca bought him for goals and, you know, the end product, but he's not actually delivering them right now. So I think Barca will have to try their best to sort something out with Griezmann, because even his positions is overlapping with other players. And, you know, and also another problem, which I think you and I have talked about, is that Barcelona needs a pure striker. After laying out Luis Suarez, they don't have that target man or that, you know, striker. They don't have players who have that killer instinct of a striker. And I think if they get one, they will be deadlier and, you know, get something, those end products.
Yeah. Something about that, though, is that Luis Suarez is scoring at will for Atletico. Luis Suarez is scoring at will for Atletico. And Atletico Madrid are technically first. If they win their next game, they are going to go first, no matter who wins. So you could see Luis Suarez, as soon as he reached Atletico, he's having such a great impact. And that shows the kind of player he was. I remember watching Luis Suarez live. Do you remember, boss, when we were watching Barca with Levante? Barca actually got a penalty when Luis Suarez was playing. And you could see that Barca actually were playing good when Luis Suarez was there, because even when you can't see that he's doing good, he's doing something or the other to keep engaging that front, that defense. He's doing something or the other. He's either kicking them when the ref is not looking, or he's either pushing them, or at the end, he's making runs. I don't see... So this is why, again, go back to the importance of the winter transfer window. I remember saying that we need... that Depay is going to be very important to Barca. Mm-hmm. I remember saying Depay, we shouldn't buy him. But now I think we need a player like Depay who is quick and who can finish. Let's see. But till then, I would also say that Braithwaite needs to start. Griezmann should go to subs till he finds some figure of what he wants to play as. He can't play as a right winger. He can try left wing, but Fati is doing too good. Dembele is also there. What I would suggest, though, is a complete overhaul of change of players. I would put Pjanic and Frankie as the two holding midfielders. I would put Fati left wing and Dembele right wing. If you notice, Dembele is better on the right wing rather than left. I would put Messi as striker and Coutinho as cam. So that way, we have some sort of security. And we have created... If Messi goes to strike, then he can't be forced to create... He can't come back and create as much, because we need the finishing. So I would put that. I would make... So if Dembele and Fati are on both wings, they can cut in and they can score. So it's like we are relying on the wingers to score. Messi can create the space for them. Messi can score himself. Coutinho can fashion chances for himself and create for the two wingers from either side. And there's Pjanic and Frankie behind to do the same. I would do that. If I was Barca, or if I was playing FIFA career mode and acting like Barca's manager, that's what I would have done. In all seriousness.
Yeah. I mean, You know, I've been to Camp Nou and I've seen Luis Suarez playing, and in a real game you get to see more of the players' movements, like you get to see them closely. So, you know, Luis Suarez, I think it was against Alaves, the game I watched, and Luis Suarez were creating so much problems for Alaves's center backs with his, you know, exquisite movements. Like, his movements really cause a lot of trouble for opponents' defenders, and I think Barca, yeah, as I said before, they need someone to, you know, to create some sort of problems for the opponents.
Still, you know, Koeman hasn't shied away from it. Even just yesterday, he said that they will try all their best things in the winter transfer window to get Depay. Mm-hmm. He openly said that he wants Depay. He can play strike and wing. He's going to be important. So yeah, let's see. I would say till Depay comes, Messi should strike. Messi should play as a center forward with Coutinho, Partey and Dembele on either side. And Pedri should replace Coutinho when required. Trincao should replace Partey and Dembele. And Puig and Busquets should replace Pjanic and Frankie. But I want Pjanic to start. Maybe against the move, but that guy is a good passer. He creates good chances and he's quality. So I want Pjanic to start. I don't want Griezmann to start. I want Dembele to be on the right side, not left side. And yes, let's see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, I think we for have me, to... yeah. You're saying? I'll finish your sentence.
We have to try something. And I think that is something. If we don't take risks now, I don't know when can we do it. So, yeah.
Yeah. And what I was saying is, you know, Barca has already... They already have a good core of players. Like, you know, Ter Stegen, Piqué, Longley. They have a good setup already, but with these additions of young players, they just need to find, you know, they need a click right now, a click yes. to actually get the team going, to actually exert all the excitements again, like how, you know, Barca and Madrid always were the teams with full of excitement, like they had exciting style of play, and right now they just seem to be lacking all of that. And yeah, let's see, man. The winter transfer window is going to be crucial for a lot of teams, and that's why we're gonna have another episode on that. So yeah.
But here are my expectations for Barca going through. Barca will be top two this season for sure. They might mm-hmm. win it because I think they're more talented than Real Madrid. Although Madrid has better, more tougher, mentally tougher players. But I don't think Madrid ever focuses on La Liga the way Barca does. Barca really considers La Liga the highest trophy, yeah. as seen in the last 10 years. I can't judge Barca yet. I thought they were doing good in the first two games. But even after that, I said, I can't say anything right now because we have to wait till Barca goes away and starts winning games and stuff like that. That was the important thing. I'll just say this, though. My expectation is in January, they will sell a player. I don't know who it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be Griezmann because he's such a high-profile player. Selling him in January will be huge. I think it could be Dembele we sell and we get Depay. And if that's the case, then I could predict a winning season for Barca. Otherwise, let's just say that Barca has to find a click. But my expectations are simple. Mm-hmm. They get Depay in Jan or they get any pure striker in Jan. Well and good, but till then, Barca needs to find something to work with.
Yeah. So.
And what are your expectations?
No, I'm not expecting much from Barcelona. I think they'll still compete for the La Liga, but in the Champions League, it might be a different story. I mean, I haven't actually watched any full game of Barcelona as of now, except, you know, highlights. So I cannot say much about Barca's situation and what's going on in the club. But yeah, seeing from the highlights itself and listening to your analysis and opinions, I still think they'll be challenging for the title and could win the title and still go very far in the Champions League. But yeah, let's see, man. Let's see what they can do.
Look out for our next episode on the importance of the winter transfer window for clubs amidst everything that's happening in the football world right now. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please like, share, and subscribe.
All right.